Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to the podcast pod, where Adam has completely forgot to write this segment and Chris has pressed the record button. I'm sure we've done this before and this may come across as lazy, but Chris, what's your favourite podcast?
This one! Oh,
yeah!
Can I have fries with that?
It is Can I Have Fries With That, you cheeky clucker. You're listening to Small Screen Noughties.
Let's go!
The first time ever that you've had nothing. Just nothing.
Do you know what, though? We were chatting and I'd had two bowls of shreddies, honey shreddies, and I was just very relaxed. Do you ever do that with gigs, though, as well? Like, where you're too relaxed and you get on stage and think, fuck, what am I actually going to start with?
Yeah, if you've got loads of your friends there and you sort of chat with them and then you get on stage and say, oh, yeah, I've got a gig to do, haven't I? Yeah. There's a gig happening as well.
Yeah. New Material Nights are the best for that, but I think, oh, so he really looks like he's got nothing. And it's like, I have got nothing.
He's got nothing. I heard a very good tip from Al Murray this week, which is compare, because you are basically the opener, the middle, and the headliner. I don't know about the headliner bit, but you are definitely the opener as well. So you learn your skills.
Yeah, you can be the headliner if you wanted to, if you're comparing. I suppose you are, because you are closing the show.
I watched Fisherman's Friends this week. I'm not happy.
Why weren't you happy? But listeners, if you've been listening to this for a while, you'll know that Chris went to see Fisherman Friends at the historic Folkestone Leeds Cliff Hall.
Well, they were right, apart from the fact that halfway through they said, we come from Paul Isaac, where Doc Martin is filmed. And I was going, no, how dare you disrespect Doc Martin? I will not have this.
Why did they need to say where Doc Martin is filmed?
Because that's where they're from. And they said Doc Martin's also filmed there as well. And they're basically saying, we don't like it. And I asked them, how dare you? I had my arms crossed for the rest of the concert going, I'm not putting my hand up in the air for the pirate song.
Do you know what, though? How was that, though, of, like, nearly 2 hours of sea shanties?
The lady in front of me, just before the show started, banged out the Werther's Originals. And I thought, ah, this is how old the audience are.
I still remember getting my first candy from my grandfather. It was Werther's Original, and I was 4. I'll never forget that first taste. Sweet and creamy and just plain good. I felt I was really somebody special. Now, I'm the grandfather, And what else would I give my little grandson but my Werther's Original? He's somebody special too.
Were you surprised at the amount of sea shanties there were?
It's quite a lot of sea shanties.
I once was told I was going to compare a festival in Ilfracombe, and I was excited, Chris. I was excited, and I got there Sunday morning and went, I'm here to compare the festival. I'm thinking like young bands, maybe up and comers ELO or Lewis Capaldi.
Up and comers here, LOO.
You
ruined the joke now. You've got to say Stormzy, Ed Sheeran. Yeah. And who was on it?
ELO. Got there and the guy organised it, tapped me on the shoulder, went, are you the compere? And I was like, yeah, ripped jeans. I looked gorgeous back then. I was a gorgeous young man, Chris. And they said, well, it is the annual Ilfracombe Sea Shanty Festival, where I stood on a stage and compared 12 sea shanty bands. 12.
But Fisherman's Friends are the Ferrari of sea shanty. I can't even say it. Sea shanty band.
There was no Fisherman's Friends, mate.
Oh.
No Fisherman's Friends. Just a damp, dry, sad cod in the background.
And we had a restricted view, which was basically we could see them from the side all the way all night. But that's fine. I don't know how that's restricted. I thought the way we're talking, there could be a massive pillar in front of us where we couldn't see them.
How much was a ticket to Fisherman Friend? Did you use your celebrity on this? Going,
do you know who I am? And they said, we don't know who you are.
No.
Do you not hear my comedy night being advertised on Radio Kent? And they said, no one did. That's why no one turned up, mate.
You sound like you've had a hard week. Shall we go and have a Saturday night takeaway?
Yes, let's. Roll VT!
Hello, Fact Check John here. Chris has misremembered. Their catchphrase was roll the titles.
Also, Chris, I don't want to pull you up on something because it's a bit of a dickhead move, but you know VT stands for visual technician.
Oh, I thought it stands for videotape because I've watched too much Celebrity Juice.
Well, this is a podcast. I'm just thinking like...
Oh, it's what they used to say on Saturday Night Takeaway before the sketch.
I know what they used to say. I
don't want
to be confusing the listeners. Some of them are confused. Most of them, let's be honest, their app's broken down and they can't get this off it. They've tried to listen to Diary of a CEO and it's stuck on this consistently.
Oh, I hate that. I hate it. Oh, could I make you cry? No, you can't, Mr. Businessman. Leave me alone.
You can't, Mr. Businessman.
He's become the new Piers Morgan.
He has.
It's the new life stories where you go on there and go, oh, woohoo. Sorry, slagging off another podcast.
Can you please stop shitting on our peers? Not Piers Morgan, I mean Piers. On him all you want.
I have that as a joke.
That was good. I just stop it because like we're starting to develop beefs, man, and I've not got the energy. I'm not as young and wiry as I used to be.
You could take him. He only looks small.
You reckon I could take Piers Morgan?
Oh, no, I didn't mean him. I meant the CEO guy.
Have you seen the size of him?
No.
He's head. Nah, no. Mate, I don't reckon I could take him.
I fact-checked John here again. After we finished recording, Adam said he would batter Stephen Bartlett from The Diary of a CEO in any pub garden of his choice.
Right. So, Saturday Night Takeaway.
Yeah.
With Gareth Gates.
There's a reference.
This is weird doing this show because it's still happening. I watched it last week, but this is going to do a little bit of a different show because this is the first episode they ever did.
I never watched it at the time. So I never watched it when it first came out. I'll talk about the first time I saw it when I was on it. But
what?
We'll come to that. I don't want to spoil too early on in. But
you never release any of this information until we start recording.
I was on it.
Yeah.
I feel like every great moment in the UK, in the media, on the telly, I was in the background. Not in a big part, but I was somewhere in the vicinity. And if that is my career, then I'm happy with that.
You are the Andy Millman of the South East.
I am the Andy Millman of the South East.
Have you been in the bill?
I've not been on the bill, no.
You are the Andy Millman.
I'm not the Andy. But yeah, man, I never saw it. And then I watched the intro and my missus was like, oh, I like it, this intro. It's so much better. The intro's brilliant. It's just a running through walls.
Oh, yeah, because they're coming into your living room on a Saturday evening.
And I'm with someone who loves Anton Deck, who loves this and who loves watching it. But I could talk to me about it quite in depth. I don't know how important this show was in people's lives. It's one of those things that just completely passed me by until the last few years of thinking, oh, this is all right.
They could have got Rick Waller instead of Gareth Gates. I bet you've worked with Rick Waller, haven't you?
I have worked with Rick Waller, yeah, and his soul fan. But this is my level. This is why we do this podcast, because it's exactly where I'm at. This is why we don't do any big league stuff, mate. Why was Rick Waller always the butt of the joke?
I don't know. He was the first winner of the X Factor, was it? Or was it?
Yeah, I don't think he won. I think he left because he got ill. And also, there used to be a time when comedians, to go for a joke about someone's appearance, for a larger gentleman, Rick Waller sat in that chair. And it's not, you can get away with that now, just making jokes about Rick Waller's weight. Well, one, no one knows who he is. And two, it's just a bit rude, isn't it?
If you wanted to be rude about a large gentleman, now it'd be James Corden would be the one you go to. No, you wouldn't say he's fat. You just say I think he's more in the annoying chair than the overweight chair.
And like, I'm part of the FBC myself.
What's that? Fat Boy Run is shit.
Fat Boy Run is shit. No, another role stolen from me. I'm part of that community of like supporting people like Be Who You Want, and I am a larger gentleman, but I just found it cruel. And also, having that pop at Rick Waller wasn't just about his size, it was about his voice. Let's never forget the beautiful voice Rick Waller had. Maybe I was wrong about the beautiful voice, but still, he just had enough right to be on that show as much as anyone else.
Only time will tell.
It has told, hasn't it?
They don't do an opening sketch anymore. They sort of just start, they go to Television Centre where they've not the BBC sign off it and said, no, it's just Television Centre now. It's not BBC Television Centre.
Does that always seem weird to you?
Makes me feel sad. It feels weird. Sorry, it just feels weird that they film an It feels weird that they film an ITV show in a BBC studio, basically. Now, yeah, say what you were going to say.
I will say we live in different times now, Chris. Like Sega and Nintendo are at the Olympics together. Walkers and Golden Wonder on the same shelf. Coca-Cola and Pepsi can be found in the same bars and pubs. Together, we are all one.
We say the same bottle. And everything is owned by Disney. Everything.
And everything is owned by Disney.
They didn't have a star guest announcer. They just said, some bloke. I don't understand what it is. Is just someone to stand up there and go, yeah, I've got this film coming out. Anyway, still to come tonight, we've got Ryland in a bath. And Alison Hammond is riding a scooter.
Oh, and we've wound up someone insanely annoyingly. Not even a coherent sentence.
We've put Lorraine Kelly in an escape room. I don't know.
It's, the old star announcer is quite a nice little touch in it. Sometimes they nail it with that star announcer. And other times it's like the stars never watch the show.
David Tennant, bang, there he is. He's all, especially the Americans, going, what is this shit? Still to come.
Coming up next, Stephen Mullen is Stephen Mullen.
That's it, isn't it? He's not in it, is he? Yeah.
Not yet. No Mullen.
This one, the main goal seemed to be the winning of the ads and how important it was. And they also explained what you get, because I've completely forgotten. When they go, oh, you get a car and stuff like that. It's like, so it's basically what was in the adverts for this program. And if there's a car in it, you get a car.
Also,
and if it, yeah.
on the win the ads bit as well, didn't you look at the five ads that they chose the programmes for, thinking three of them are definitely small screen noughties episodes?
Was it Where the Heart Is? Was one of
yeah,
them.
I hate Where the Heart Is.
Oh, we'll
I
do that next week then.
Dude, I hate everything about it. It was just too nice. And I remember one episode where one kid goes blind and sits down with a doctor and says to a doctor, a trained medical professional, do you know what it's like to go blind? And the doctor goes, no. And he went, that is why you can never feel my pain. And you know, when you're like, fuck off, mate. He's trying to help.
This is why we're doing it next week then.
Oh, it's a lot to unpack with Where the Heart Is.
Catchphrase hadn't stuck until the end of the show when they go, we're the only show on television that says, don't just watch the adverts. Win them. Come on, come on, join in.
It's a great concept. And basically, that was probably the concept before the rest of it came around. Do you reckon this was originally half an hour when we're going to have to fill an hour?
We haven't got anything. Like, their question was, what is finger licking good? Is it A, donuts, B, chicken, or C, nappies?
Bit wrong, isn't it?
Why should you have to call in and say why you'd like to be on the show at the same time?
I'd like to call it. Well, because I want to win the ad.
I want to be on deck, please. Can I go on there, please? Thank you.
My mate Andy Burton was on this as well a year or so back, where he was on the kind of win the ads thing where they select your face. Mm. And they put him up in a hotel. He went out and did karaoke. Never got on the telly, though. He said he had the best time ever. Shout out to Andy Burton.
They decided that they've got this new show on and people are going to the cinema. So they want people to leave the cinema. And one of them has got money in their back garden held by Yoda. Because the people in the cinema are watching Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, and I said when I watched that going, I would have much rather gone and found money than sat through the whole of the Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, but you didn't know then. You're thinking through your little eyes of the 2023 Adam. But
yeah, but
2002 Adam would have sat there and watched the Attack of the Clones. And thought, I'm sorry, I'm not going back to my house.
If someone could have thrown me a bone back then and went, off you go, mate, you don't need to watch this. There will be nothing good until The Mandalorian is released many years from now.
My thing was that they knew whose house they were stood at and they're going, oh, has he gone, that bloke? So everyone else that was running down the road didn't actually have anything in their house. They didn't have a Yoda holding money. Yeah. Did no one spot and go, anyway, that film crew seems to be following him more than me. I'm going to go back to go watch the film.
I'd like someone would message me as well, going like, Adam, by the way, there's a film crew outside the house with a massive Yoda. Come on.
I said this to someone and they said, well, nowadays, if they've got a Ring doorbell, they go, oh, is Yoda there? No, he's not. Right, back to the film.
Yeah, they play the Ring doorbell game now, don't they?
Yeah, did you watch it when the old lady was just, she just turned up to the door. She wasn't even part of the quiz. She just turned up to say hello to them and was like, hello. It's not.
I love
you say
it.
The catchphrase, please? You are. I've just come round to see you.
Love it. That it's moments like that that make it worthwhile. I think this does nail Saturday Night Telly.
It does. And
cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
It made homage to the past of Saturday Night Telly, but it turned out that that was probably not a good thing to do, and they should have chosen Bruce Forsyth instead.
Yes. And he was still with us then.
He was, yeah. They could have chosen Bruce Forsyth or even Jim Davison. They could have chosen him. He's on the other side.
But
maybe not.
But they didn't. They went with another Saturday Night TV star.
Got to say, I love you, Stream. It's brilliant. So...
you have turned like a clock.
No, you told me how much money people get. But what made me think of it was, who told you how much people get money?
I'm on it, mate. I'm hosting.
You're not on it, no.
I'm doing a show where I talk about, is it right to have asylum seekers in the country? And it's called Asylum or Throw 'em to the Lions, where me and a few comedians, with their own opinions, discuss, is it all right to keep someone here or should we kick them out? Should we just be kind and let them in because we're all humans, basically? But no, it's all right because we were born here to say whatever goes on and who should come in.
Now you've got a comedy idea for a fake show.
Well, I didn't know. You caught me off guard. You pressed that record button so quickly. Like, I was literally halfway through a general conversation with you, just about how you were. And bloody hell, we started, haven't we?
Yeah, you also said you got in half an hour. So, shush.
I have. I'm a busy man.
Let's get back to Jimmy Savile.
Oh, yes. This could have been filmed long before all that came out.
No, it was 2002 and 2012 it came out. But
oh, yeah. Oh.
I know the dates. Yeah, they're like, Sir Jimmy Savile used to make dreams come true for people, so we're going to do it. So the concept is fine, apart from who it is. If it was someone else, this would be perfectly fine, but because it's him.
Do you know, like, out of that whole Jimmy Savile thing, I really feel for Shay Ritchie, because literally...
I don't think he was accused.
No, he wasn't accused, but 2 months before, and I mean, everyone who's a victim is a horrible, horrible thing. And I can't even begin to think how bad and terrible it was. The man was a monster. But 2 months before, they'd recommissioned Jim Will Fix It with Shay Ritchie. And he did 2 episodes and then it all come out. And it was just like, oh, Shane. And as everyone knows, I am the poor man Shane Ritchie, as I was once called. Still echoes.
The most magical show on telly is back and I can't wait. So who's ready to make some dreams come true?
Imagine your one dream come true. Just send in a letter, Jim can fix it for you. Now if you wanna be the star of the show, I'll get together with your own hero. Jim will fix it. Jim will fix it. Jim will fix it. Jim will fix it. Jim will fix it.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, thank you, and welcome to Jim Will Fix It with me, Shane Ritchie.
So they get a lady to do Swan Lake with Wayne Sleep. They get another lady to milk a goat. And
blindfolded.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's very close to the joke that everyone's been doing. And the other lady would like to be in a bath with the Liverpool football team.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? The bath one's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, well, especially when how young she would have been. Let's go, can I go into a bath with a group of grown men?
And once again, I'm not going to say favourite story of Jimmy Savile, but one of the moments that made me laugh is that Steve Baldwin, friend of the show, once wrote a letter to Jimmy Savile for him to fix it, to meet Gary Glitter. True story, And he said he was that ugly a kid, no one wanted anything.
Of all the things that Jim could fix, that is probably the easiest for him, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. He could have fixed that in an afternoon.
He's got on speed dial.
Yeah, what a horrible man who got caught going on the dark web and went back into prison.
Right. Can we lighten the mood with...
Yeah.
Let's make Ant laugh with Russell Reese Davies, who comes on and does animal impressions to make Ant laugh.
Very different to at the same time, Let's Make Dick Sick.
Oh, was that from Dick and Dom?
They couldn't do it on air anymore. So what Dick would do would have some cold vegetable soup in his mouth, get up a child from the audience and just tell him horrible stuff until he was sick.
Well, Dick said, if they don't make you laugh, they will die. And I thought you couldn't say that anymore, even as a joke. But your friends kill them.
Imagine, well, they would die on stage.
They would die on stage. But I tried to Google Russell Reese Davies. I can't find him.
Are you sure?
No, I can't find it. I even put a clue up to say this is what we're doing this week. And I thought it'd be quite easy. If you just Google his name, you'd be able to find him.
I want to find the episode that I was in the audience for when they came to Butlins. And I remember it well because 2 days before, I'd gone on to Radio 1 and accidentally brought the company into disrepute. And I had to have a... This sounds like it's bollocks, but I promise it's true. I had to have a meeting with my manager who wasn't in. Now, I went to see my manager who was on the playing field and there was a massive pink mechanical piggyback. And the cast and everybody from Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway around it. And my line manager at the time said, Adam, go and see him now. He's in a good mood and he won't sack you. So I went down there and went, I'm sorry, Jamie, absolute legend in the entertainment industry. It won't happen again. He said, you just need to be careful when talking to people about the place. Tap me on the back and let me go. And then we stood outside and there was a giant, massive piggy bank and a woman rode the piggy bank. But once again, as I said, I've only watched it the last few years. I've never seen the episode. And if anyone can find the clip or what happened, 2008, it was a blur that time.
So we've got to try and search for a takeaway from 2008 with a woman riding a piggyback.
It's going to take forever. Like, that's the thing. I don't even know the exact... That wouldn't be 2008. It might be 2006, 2007. This is great broadcasting, isn't it?
We should have done this at the beginning of the series. Instead of done Big Brother, it could have been this long search to find Adam on Saturday Night Takeaway.
If you can find it, people, brilliant. If you can't, then sorry. But I'll always remember that day because if it weren't for Ant and Dec putting my big boss in a great mood, I would have definitely got the sack.
Now, then, earlier on, we surprised Emma when she went to the cash point at Butlins in Bognor Regis and gave her the chance to win up to £5,000 by riding the jiggy bank.
Now, Emma is strapped onto the jiggy bank and is ready to go, so we can go live to Bognor Regis. And to start proceedings, we've got little Ant and Dec. Hi, little Ant and Dec. Over to you, boy.
Well, I still want to find Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
On Finders Keepers in the audience, because I swear I saw him when I was little. He's very memorable. I remember seeing him in the audience.
Memorable face.
He was at Wilshire Junior Schools, that little kid in the audience with the glasses on. It might be the Mandela effect where I think that actually...
Was he on there?
Yeah, Nelson Mandela was actually on Finders Keepers.
Sorry, a blue tit just flew in my window and flew out again. That was really odd.
Did you notice that you did it, you yelled and I just kept talking? I was like, no, I'm a professional.
Get this out.
Do not like this that I was not called a professional last week. I kept the same sentence going after the break happened in the audio cut and no one would have spotted it apart from you saying, have you still been talking the whole time?
I'm sorry, I've upset you.
So, can we get on to my proper highlight? Forget, my proper highlight is they have got Jemmy Beadle locked up in a vault. Is it a vault? Yeah, a vault for 6 weeks, like Big Brother. I'm not sure this is true or not. I don't think they actually spend 7 days with Jeremy Beadle.
I don't think you could. Well, you couldn't now. Well, it's easier now, isn't it?
It's inhumane. They're like, oh, if Jeremy wins his task this week, he gets a CD player. It's like, oh, thank you.
sadly, when Jeremy Beadle died.
I was trying to make like, yes.
Yeah, well, he was actually big into nature and he was a vegetarian. Mm. So he was asked to have his ashes spread over his vegetable bat. So watch out, Beadle's a sprout.
When you saw him on the episode, did you think, I've got a joke?
I've been sitting on that for years.
I've got a joke ready to go.
I did a little punch of the sky on everything. I thought, yes, finally.
Yeah, he's in spit bank fault.
But he couldn't have been left in there. You can't do that to a national treasure.
He had to sing the Chinese national anthem in Chinese. And
I don't think when he can do that now.
When he did it, I just sat there and went, this is television. This is what television was built for, to watch Jeremy Beadle and a lady he'd never met only for a week singing the Chinese national anthem.
Apparently, when Chris Tarrant used to get excited at television, he used to say, this is what they want, this is what they want. And this is one of their moments.
I was waiting for another joke then. I was waiting for you to... Oh, here he comes, his Chris Tarrant joke now.
I've got nothing. I've got nothing on Tarrant.
Nothing on Tarrant.
Well done. Well done. Now, that was very well done, but I've got to tell you, that was just the first verse. Jeremy and Kay are going to have to play all three.
Now, remember, if they succeed, Kay gets $5,000 and Jeremy gets a CD player. If they fail, they get nothing.
So, are you ready in the bunker?
As ready as we'll ever be.
OK, now, whatever happened over the last 7 days, this is the most important minute of your entire week. Take a deep breath. It's time for your challenge.
She lie, who yens what again, men. Five, shed door. Two town woman sing the tang chun. John Wa Ming Du Dawa. The Wu Chen Be Zhu Hoi. May the Jun Zhu Ma Tu Fa Chu. We Ha Da Hong Shun. She lie, she lie, she lie. Woman Wong Tong Ye Sing. Ma Si Ti Ren De Ha Wu Chen Sing. Mao Tse to render power. Chen sing, Chen sing, Chen sing, sing.
Wow. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. Now, it sounded...
OK?
It sounded good to me. Although there was one bit that sounded suspiciously like wontons. But Chi Yen, Chi Sun... Is it yes or is it no? Yes! Yeah!
Fantastic, fantastic! Well done, to the ball.
I've written down the contestant's name to win the ads, but I don't think that's really relevant, is it?
No, he did all right. He didn't. Can I just point out, I love the bit where Deck was so convinced they were going to gamble. Went, you're going to gamble? Oh.
Oh, you haven't gambled. Oh, damn it. Why didn't you gamble?
Even when he said, I'm not going to gamble, in his head, he was like, so you're going to gamble?
Just go and gamble. Go on, please.
I don't think anyone's won this season.
I don't think they have.
Sorry, I'm just having a fisherman's friend.
I did that.
There they are.
They slacked them off as well.
What, the mints?
Yeah. I thought, well, don't name yourself after them then.
What? Is there anyone else I didn't have a pop at? They don't seem very friendly. Did you go and see this tribute, Fisherman's Unfriend, where they just go online and unfriend people with sea shanties? I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You're a dirty bastard, that's for sure. I'm leaving the Halifax.
Are you? Is that what you sing when you leave your bank, is it?
I do you know what, for the listener, it cut out on the Zoom halfway through a sea shanty.
So they get the woman to milk the goat and mm-hmm. and Ant says, where'd you get that technique from? Which I thought was very rude for a family show.
I always feel bad for Ant and Deck as well. Like, they got all this, but people forget they didn't just sing Let's Get Ready to Rumble. They had a successful music career before this. And no one ever talks about the number 10 UK hit, Shout. No.
The only way they're gonna listen to this shout, come on, let it out. Shout, come on, let it out. Shout, come on, let it out. Shout, come on, let it out.
Do you remember it?
No, I remember Dizzy Rascal and James Corden singing Shout, Let It All Out for the football.
No, this was different. It had Ant playing guitar, I think, as well. He took more vocals on this one.
Well, the listeners have probably just heard it. I've heard Shout. That's what happens in this. If you mention something, it gets played.
Polyphonic Girl, part two by The Biscuit Situation. No. I've lost my phone. I'm back.
Is that the B-side? I've lost my phone.
I've lost my phone.
So they do win the ads, and my question of the night was, in Coronation Street, Civil War, Fred Elliott was a roundhead or a cavalier?
I thought that. Part of me was thinking, wow, that was a sequel we never got. I say, Ashley, I'm in the roundheads, Ashley.
Oh, yeah, Ashley, is that Peter Parker up there?
Ashley? Why's Iron Man so angry? He's killed his mother. No, Ashley, no.
Fred Elliott wasn't a soap character, was he? He was a sitcom character just put into a soap.
Bless him. They had it all at that time. Fred Elliott, Norris.
Norris is still in it, isn't he?
Is he? He dies. That guy who got a part after Russell Brand said he slept with his daughter, his granddaughter.
No, he sadly passed.
Oh, is he? Yes. Andrew Sachs.
Yes. You mean Manuel, which he's not more famous for than, that person who shags Russell Brand's granddaughter.
No, he didn't shag Russell Brand's granddaughter.
He did. Afterwards, as retaliation, he said, right, I'm going to shag your granddaughter.
What did he have? Like some time machine?
He did.
Not too much of Brand anymore, do you?
No, he's off doing his. Where he does a thing. Protesting and stuff. Claymation. He's doing claymation. He's applied for Aardman for the 3D department.
He's going to be good. He's making Wallace and Gromit too. A grand day out.
A grand with the win the ads. They had a lot more time than they normally do. They had a minute and a half, I think it was. And you almost got all of them. But nowadays, you can't. It just seems when they do it on the show now, it's just be like an afterthought. It's like, oh, we've had all this fun. Should we win the ads? Yay! This Pixar one, right? Off we go.
But this was the thing as well. Like, if you ever watch a documentary about SMTV, which is its natural birthplace, this show, they talk about how they put all the time and effort into CD UK and didn't bother with SMTV. And it was only when they realised, hold on, if we put more effort in SMTV, CD UK doesn't have to do anything. And I think this was very much them not learning their lesson from that. Because it seems like, right, we're going to finish with a game show. And you've got to remember at this point, this was kind of like the early stages of, like, it would have still been Pop Idol and everything like that.
Yes. Oh, that was it. Pop Idol, not X Factory one.
Yeah, Pop Idol, Fame Academy. And those shows were big, but nowhere near as big as they got. So everything else was game shows. And there's probably an executive going, right, you've got to have a game show. It's what people want. And people don't want game shows because, one, they're just cheap to make. And two, you're watching one person win. People want to be entertained.
I like Joel Donnett. Have you seen that new programme he's hosting called Shout It Out, where you just shout out the answer of what's on screen? So they put a picture up of David Attenborough and you go, David Attenborough! And then there's no skill in it at all, apart from just yelling at a screen. It's meant to be what people are like at home, but on a TV screen.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason I'd apply for Deal or No Deal, because it's got no
Mulhern.
And I love Mulhern. The irony.
I want the reunion. You go, I hate this show. I don't know why I applied for it, but I applied for it because you're on it.
That's what's going to happen. And they'll be like, who are you?
I like in this that they say gamble. I don't say gamble anymore. They say play. Because I think you're not allowed to say, we'd like to gamble for something. You don't mean actual gambling. I've had a lovely day.
I'll take the speedball.
I started with nothing and I'm going to go home with nothing.
That's the way you've got to look at it, though, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, it's like,
starting from the bottom, now you're here.
Is that a song?
Yeah, sorry, I'll howl back a cough then.
Oh, sorry. Is that a song?
Yeah, it's called A Start From The Bottom, Now We're Here.
Oh, I'm not
Started kidding. From the bottom, now the whole crew hit.
You do make work for me, don't you?
Here.
Anyway.
What do you mean you do make work for me?
Yeah, no, I don't have to put these songs in, but I think, well, some weeks where we haven't got enough podcasts, it just makes a little bit longer. I'm not saying it's filler, but sometimes it's like, come on, get to half an hour.
This is filler.
This one won't be.
Filler night.
No, we're not playing filler now.
No, we can't have, we can't talk about free paedophiles.
Or we get a arts grant if we do. If we name the fourth one, then we're on our way.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. So what do you want to give Anton Deck Saturday night's takeaway?
I think it deserves a cool 1,500.
1,500. I think 1,600.
Let's give it 1,600. So let's
lock
it
in.
Now, I'm the grandfather.
That is Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway. Now, off you go.
Join us next week where we will be discussing Where the Heart Is.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.